What's in a name? Perhaps a cease and desist order. Consider these two College Park pizzerias, Ragazzi's and one that previously had been known as Alfonso's. And full disclosure here, Ragazzi's is an advertiser on my website and a consulting client. A few years back, the owners of what is now called Ragazzi's bought Alfonso's, the business and the name. But shortly thereafter, they decided to change the name to Ragazzi's. In the meantime, the original owner of Alfonso's, whose name is Alfonso, reopened Alfonso's Pizza in another part of town, which didn't seem to bother the Ragazzi's guys much. But then a year later, Alfonso's moved back to the College Park neighborhood. That bothered the Ragazzi guys, so it went to court. As it stands now, Ragazzi's is Ragazzi's, and the other place seems to be called simply Sports Bar and Pizza. Then there were the several Bosphoruses, or Bosphori. We've had a couple of restaurants owned by the same person called Bosphorus Turkish Cuisine for a while. Then late last year, another restaurant opened in town called Bosphorus Turkish Kitchen. I'm assuming lawyers were brought in because the new restaurant recently changed its name to simply Turkish Kitchen, which is about as generic as Sports Bar and Pizza. I'll have a review of Turkish Kitchen for you soon, but I can tell you now that it occupies a space that was recently vacated when the previous tenant moved next door. That restaurant was called Garibaldi Mexican Restaurant, which has no relation to Garibaldi Mexican cuisine, which apparently doesn't have a lawyer.